USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in Kenosha, Wisconsin are bracing for a third night of unrest after a black man was shot by police on Sunday. Today, attorney for the family, Benjamin Crump, updates us on the status of Jacob Blake.
It is going to take a miracle for Jacob Blake Jr. to ever walk again.
Blake's father saying,
"He shot my son 7 times like he didn't matter."
Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers calling on protests to remain peaceful, as last night we saw lots of rioting and looting going on in Kenosha. The NFL seems to be doing a good job regarding coronavirus testing, the league announcing on Monday that there were zero positives among the players between August 12th and August 20th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During the Republican National Convention, President Trump met with essential workers at the White House. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says his administration is not getting rid of U.S. postal workers. In a pre-recorded meeting with essential workers at the Republican National Convention, the president said that he cares deeply about the U.S. Postal Service. He met with postal workers, police officers, registered nurses, and doctors to discuss the coronavirus pandemic.
The University of Alabama has reported 531 COVID-19 cases at its Tuscaloosa campus since classes resumed last week, as the city's mayor announced bar closures to stem the spread of the potentially deadly bug. The executive order closing bars and bars inside restaurants until September 8th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Laptop shortages across the United States could greatly affect schools as classes start up again. Due to hardware delays, laptops might arrive in time for the start of virtual classes.
It's a little bit like asking them to paint without a paintbrush. It's asking them to play basketball without a ball.
Tom Baumgarten, superintendent of the Morongos Unified School District in California, says his district is waiting for over 5,000 Lenovo Chromebooks.
It's several weeks delayed now. We're all chasing computers. We're calling the companies. I mean, this past weekend, we just got 1,000 computers.
The shortage also affecting schools in Ohio, Maryland, Indiana, and New York. Lin Hung is with the Intel Data Corporation.
We've gotten this astronomical surge in demand for laptops. The supply chain was not anticipating having to produce this many, and we are still playing catch-up at the moment.
Former First Lady and 2016 Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton says Joe Biden shouldn't concede the election because the final results of the election will likely drag out due to mail-in ballots. Clinton saying without proof that the president is using COVID to defraud the American people, all of our people, of a fair and free election. The post office is telling people to get their ballots in early, although some political observers have said a winner of the presidential contest may not be declared on Election Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.